At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weather Peak. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Man, I hope you're having a good day. It is an absolutely glorious day in the City of Angels, where we broadcast from sunny Southern California, where I kind of think we wish we had what Dallas has, right? Or maybe the type of team that the Celtics have. Well, it's just there's so much to get into, really. And it's interesting because, you know, Saturday was weird, right? Saturday, it's like, well, the NHL was, I'm sorry, we do our hockey minute or so, or 3 minutes or so, but everything pales in comparison to basketball or the NBA, which, of course, pales in comparison to football, the NFL, right? That's the pecking order. Football, NBA basketball, maybe a little Tiger Woods. This week, you got the PGA Championship at Southern Hills Country Club in glorious Tulsa, Oklahoma. I've played that course. It is awesome. It's an American. It should be. I believe the U.S. Open should be played there, not the PGA, just because that is an American golf course. That's what country club golf at its best feels like. Anyway, it's very close to Oral Roberts University in the southern part of the city of Tulsa, just off the river. It's pretty cool. Anyway, we'll discuss that throughout the week. We'll give you some picks. No, I'm not here celebrating the fact my Angels are in first place. No. Okay, maybe a little bit. That's not the stuff they care about. What we care about is what we saw last night, what we saw yesterday afternoon. 2 game 7s, neither particularly competitive. The nightcap was over at the half, and it was And I don't know, you have to be kind of West Coast to have experienced it, where they play the game They do the post-game show, which is awesome. There's a bunch of commercials. Then they replay the game. And for me, somebody who I was coaching in the afternoon, and then I had some other a couple other little things to do, like I was keeping an eye on the game. And then all of a sudden, I turn it on, and wait, what? The Phoenix Suns had 27 points at the half. Luka Doncic had 27 points at the half. The game was not competitive at all. There was, you know how in the NBA you're like, everybody makes a run. You know what didn't happen in that game? The Suns didn't make a run. And there's a lot to it, and we'll break it down. There's a bunch of places I want to begin. But let me start with this. You had to have experienced Larry Bird to understand Larry Bird. And what happens is when you compare players of different eras, there are many people who want to be very, very specific about comparisons. Well, you're comparing your dad. Okay, the sport has fundamentally changed. Fundamentally changed. So the amount of ball handling done by your best players, and that, by the way, we'll get to another big take we have. But if you lived through the Larry Bird era, what you're watching from Luka Doncic is as close as we have had. Hey, now there are no racial components to this statement, even though it'll be made into having racial components. This is why radio is the best medium there is, because I get plenty of time to tell you exactly what I think and back it up with facts. Predominantly, stars in the NBA are black men. Are we okay with that? There is no racial component to it. There is no loaded up, okay? There's no racial bias. I'm just, as an observer of the NBA, as a former player in college and professional basketball, but even a person who's blind can see that the NBA is predominantly black men, right? And I would say African-American men, but that's not even fair because there are black men from France, from parts of Africa, like Cameroon, like Joel Embiid, right? I could go around and predominantly black men. And while the numbers of black men have and percentages have increased over the years, the fact is that Larry Bird, during his time, would even say basketball is a black man's sport. I'm not getting into the racial components of it. I'm taking one of the great players of all time's word for it. So when Larry Bird came into the NBA, okay, he was seen as, well, I don't know, is he really, really skilled, could really shoot, could really pass. Not sure if he's athletic enough, but boy, he could talk some ish. His team previously saw, now, though they didn't win a national championship, if you knew what was around him at Indiana State and what Indiana State was before he got there and after he got there, you would understand that that guy was seen as a winner. Then he gets to the Boston Celtics, and immediately they go from, I think they won like 29 games or something the year before and 61 his first year. But more than anything, it's walking into a sport, walking into the NBA as a person with white skin. That's it. Okay, being questioned because of the speed and athleticism, how you play the game. Talking ish right back at the opponent, making big shots, being an unbelievable passer and competitor, being a little bit better than you think defender. Like, not a I'm not going to sit here and tell you Larry Bird was Michael Cooper. Okay, but Larry Bird was a pretty damn good defender and a great rebounder. But it's more dominating and controlling a game. That's what the absolute best do. That's what LeBron James does. That's what Magic Johnson did. That's what Larry Bird did. That's what Michael Jordan did. But Michael Jordan was a little different because his control of the game for a good portion of his career wasn't like the players now, although systems were different then. But they definitely, he was the focal point of every offensive set and series. But the ability to make every pass, to feel like you could make every shot, to do so without being fleet of foot, to do so with kind of a cockiness, arrogance, but confidence that is infallible, to raise your team, whatever team you're on, to greater heights than previously discovered, that was Larry Bird. That's Luka Doncic. This is not a slight at the rest of that roster, okay? Because I think Jalen Brunson's a winner, a hell of a player. Okay? I love the Spencer Dinwiddie story. Spencer Dinwiddie's mom went to Cal. Okay, he went. My brother was an assistant at Cal. They looked at him and saw him and passed on him several times over. He would have crawled to Cal from Taft High School. Would have crawled to it. It goes to Colorado, has a very good career, tears his knee in his last college game, bounces around the NBA. He was a big part of the Nets kind of culture change. Gets shipped off, and he have 21 at the half? 21 at the half. So I'm not saying that Spencer Dinwiddie's a bad player, Jalen Brunson's not a stud player. Like, yeah, good dudes, but let's be honest. That roster does not scare anybody except for one dude. And Luka, of course, won with Real Madrid. Luka won a Euro Cup with Slovenia. By the way, Luka's Slovenian national team coach was then the coach of the Phoenix Suns when they could have drafted him, and instead they drafted DeAndre Ayton. All of this stuff happened. But we tried to make Kobe Jordan. We did. We tried to make Kobe Jordan. And you know what? He wasn't Michael Jordan. He just wasn't. He was as close as we've ever seen to Jordan since Jordan. Right? We then tried the comparison of LeBron James. LeBron is more like Magic than he is like Jordan. But we've tried to make, we have never had another Larry Bird. And yeah, I do think the color of his skin, it's different. It's like avoiding it is stupid. Doesn't make you a racist to go like, you know, he's the first guy with white skin to be able to dominate the league like this. He has. And there's the similarities of, dude, he's an unbelievable passer. He's a crazy shot maker. He's talking to the crowd. He's talking to the other team. They talk to him. He talks back. Go back and watch the Larry Bird Living Legend video. Right, there's the famous one where Xavier McDaniel is guarding him and they call timeout right before the end of the game. And Larry tells him, I'm going to catch it right here and I'm going to score it in your face. And he does so. And then he's mad at himself. And he goes, I didn't mean to leave any time on the clock. That was a real story and there's video to back it up. You know, the only guy I've ever seen who might do the same thing, who kind of sort of feels like Larry Bird is? Luka Doncic. So I don't know if they'll beat the Golden State Warriors. I got the Warriors winning the whole thing. Okay? And it's hard to find a comp for Steph because I do think he's not only a one of one, but the way basketball is played and the way he plays, that hasn't been done before. I know that Luka style-wise is different than Bird, that the 6'7 small forward is now the dominant ball-handling wing. Whereas Larry Bird was 6'10", be like, well, he didn't handle the ball as well. Like, they didn't handle the ball as much. But Larry was an incredible passer, rebounder, shooter, scorer, did it all, and did it without ever blowing by a guy. Just understood that basketball is not always a game of speed and quickness. It's a game of start and stop. But when I watched Luka completely and utterly eviscerate a very good, and we'll get to how good the Suns actually were, a very good Phoenix Suns team, thought to myself, I understand that he was born in Slovenia, not in Terre Haute, Indiana. I know that his family dynamic is different. I know that the style of which basketball is different. I understand that. But if you just kind of release yourself from the have-to-be-exact comparisons of the world, and you're just honest and real with yourself, you'll go, Luka's the closest thing we've had to Bird since Bird. And when we had Bird and Magic and then Barkley and Ewing and Jordan, the sport was at its absolute peak. I think that's there for the league. But I think one reason it's there is that guy reminds a lot of people, myself included, of Larry freaking Legend. What a night last night. What an absolutely great night. If you're a Dallas Maverick fan, if you're a basketball fan, my nephew Gage is apoplectic. He actually texted a friend of mine who's a Celtics fan. You know, will you take me on board? Can I hop on the bandwagon? He's a Suns fan refugee. That's what he's looking for. But man, what a night. Did Phil Mickelson take the Suns and the Bucks? Did that happen? Feels like he should have. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, coming up next, let's do a little football. Titans rookie Malik Willis talked about his mentor, Ryan Tannehill. What'd he say? I think you'll be intrigued. It's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I didn't even get to, we got great sound. We got what Jason Terry told us about that game. You got Jason Kidd talking about Luka. There was the weird DeAndre Ayton only played 17 minutes in playing the fourth quarter. And the answer to why that took place from Monty Williams, their head coach, like there's a lot to it. We got plenty of time and plenty of points to discuss. I do want to get to a little bit of football. Jeff Schwartz is going to join us, former offensive lineman, an Oregon Duck. We'll talk some Carolina Panther football. We'll talk about Drew Brees and his stint as broadcaster with NBC and may or may not have come to an end. I believe it's come to an end, but it's okay. First, I want to get you this. So you have these rookie mini camps, and for quarterbacks, it's the time to come in, do media, throw the football a little bit, sign your contract, you know, and begin the process of becoming an NFL football player, right? A real NFL football player. Malik Willis has been discussed a bunch for a multitude of reasons. First, some people believe he slipped from the first to the third round. I don't think he slipped. I think that we just thought and assumed that the mistakes of the past would be continued. And I don't think drafting Malik Willis is a mistake, but drafting him in the first round is a mistake because when you get drafted in the first round, generally the thought is you're going to play that year, and he's a developmental guy. He's really, honestly, this year's Jordan Love, right? Because if he went back, Jordan Love was a guy who had one good year as a starting quarterback at Utah State. There's a coaching change, and he struggled. And everybody's like, you know, Jordan Love's 2 years away from maybe being 2 years away. But if you draft him and you got time to stash him and work with him, you might have something. And that's what Malik Willis is. Only instead of drafting him in the first round, it's taking a third round. So it doesn't cost you very much money. Doesn't cost you a lot of equity within the locker room. And there's a reasonable nature to he may or may not become a starting quarterback in the NFL. The pressure's off of him. The pressure's off the coaching staff. The pressure's off of the front office to make sure that he plays right away. Which is why it was weird that Ryan Tannehill made a specific point that he wasn't going to mentor him. Malik Willis, who, I mean, the reason people love this guy is because of every answer he's seemingly ever given to a question has been answered with perfection. Like, feels like a dude that you would be very comfortable dating your daughter, right? Feels like a guy who kind of gets it. You know, transferred down to a lower level at Liberty, lit it up, and seems like a very balanced, reasonable cat that wants to and eventually will be a good NFL player. Don't know, but feels like it. So you might ask, what did he think about what Ryan Tannehill said? I don't know if this was his real thoughts, but here was his answer. Here's Malik Willis.
I was made Malik about Ryan's comment about not mentoring earlier.
What comment?
What's that?
What comment?
Ryan Tannehill, okay.
did you
take anything from that, or you know, anything of significance, or what are your thoughts?
Oh man, we chopped it up. I mean, it was never anything negative. Ryan's a good dude, and he had us, like I said, he had us over the house. Everything's cool, man.
That's it. We're good. Had us over the house. We're good. I mean, does that eliminate any sort of reasonable tension? No. But first, that's Tannehill. That's the brilliance of it. Come on to my house. Let's talk. Let's get to know each other. Second, Malik Willis, when he says, like, I said it's not a big deal, so it's not a big deal. Right? The guy, and how many people did we have on? Like, you know, I don't know about Malik Willis, but I saw the fact that he helped out that homeless person, and I was like, that's a guy I want to have in Indianapolis at the Combine. That's a guy I want to have run my football team. By the way, a good portion of being the quarterback of an NFL team is, one, what Tannehill was able to do, reach out, come over to my house, have dinner, but two, Malik Willis being able to handle all the darts that are thrown your way and just go, we're cool. it's not just about, hey, on third down, reading the coverage and delivering the football. It's about telling those guys what to do and them believing that you have their best interest and the team's best interest at heart. And that's only when they feel like you're a dude. You get it. You're a guy. And it's different positionally, right? Wide receivers can be more egotistical, more about themselves, more in their own kind of space, in their own feelings. That's the nature of the position. It's been bred over years. Do I wish that more guys would just go play or would be, you know, the Robert Woods types? Like, Robert Woods was as respected a dude as there was in the Rams locker room. And when he got hurt, like, Cooper Kupp was, like, devastated by it. Those guys are super tight. They're not a catch a first down and do the point and spin the football thing. Do I wish they were more like Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp? Sure. But the nature of the position is you got a cornerback that's trying to lock you up. You got safeties that are trying to light you up. And you have an expectation you're supposed to make all the big plays and all the big catches. That takes a certain amount of bravado, ego. Quarterback is a position of leadership. And how you handle a comment like Tannehill's comment, or even how Tannehill handles it, that's all seen by those other 51 dudes. That's what really matters. And Malik Willis continues to pass those tests. And eventually learns, evolves, he'll probably pass the test and be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Maybe with the Titans. Who's still playing in hockey?
Down to the...
Wait. Do we give it away? Or we shouldn't give it away, right? Because okay. We have the... Okay, good. Sorry, listen, that's my bad, Dan. I asked you something, and
although,
I was like,
yeah.
Do we have our two pucks and one lie sort of thing?
Yep.
Two lies, one cup? That'll be later on. I did play... Two Lies and a Truth with my son this weekend. It was pretty fun, and I was like telling him why I was wanting to play it. Jeff Schwartz joins us, former NFL lineman, and of course he's been in so many of these locker rooms. A reminder: with prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. Schwartz, I didn't get your opinion. I know. You had it, but I apologize for we didn't have you on since Ryan Tannehill. What do you think of what Tannehill had to say about Malik Willis before ever meeting Malik Willis?
Yeah, I had no problem with it. It's not his job to mentor Malik Willis. It's his job is to win football games for his team, right? His job is to make sure he's prepared. Now, I would imagine along the way, he will help Malik Willis if he asks questions. Or, hey, Ryan, what do I do here? Hey, how do I do this? But he's not going out of his way to make sure that Willis is ready to play, because his job, again, is to make sure that he's ready to play. I think we think of these mentors as guys that go out of their way. And yeah, there are certain guys that have done that. But even Alex Smith will admit, and he, you know, Pat Mahomes has always said that he owes Alex Smith a lot of credit, but Alex Smith will even admit, like, I didn't go out of my way to help him. I was just helpful when he asked questions. I was helpful in the media. I explained things to him like I would anyone else. And so I was fine with those comments, because – in the end, it's up to the younger player to attach to the veteran, right? It's up to the young guy to go up to the veteran and find him and attach to his side and follow what he does. It's not really on the veteran to be, in my opinion, especially that position, to go out of your way to make sure that he's ready to play. Because when he's ready to play, it takes your job, right? It's different than other positions as well. So I have no problem with it. I saw no issue in it. He was being honest, which I appreciated. And a lot of quarterbacks have been very honest about how they look at mentorship. And a lot of them look at it like Ryan Tannehill does.
Okay, in your mind, how long would it take Malik Willis to be ready to play?
I think he went to a perfect spot, because he's not ready to play this year, in my opinion. You know, he played in a limited offense in college and didn't play a lot of teams that you would consider to have, you know, defenses where you're able to really judge what he can do. And even in those games, he didn't play terribly well. He has the physical attributes, he's got the big arm, but he's in an offense that, you know, requires him to do just a lot of different things than he did in college. And so you have Ryan Tannehill, kind of maybe this is probably the last push for him in Tennessee this year, right? They were in the AFC Championship game now 2-3 years ago now, and they've kind of slipped kind of backwards, right? Had a home field advantage last year and weren't able to win their first game. So This is Ryan Tannehill's last year in Tennessee, in my opinion. So Malik will start next season. I don't think he plays very much this year.
What about that team? I mean, look, I don't hate the idea of limiting what you're going to pay A.J. Brown. On the other hand, boy, A.J. Brown made a lot of plays for him. And based on how they're constructed, right, we run the football with Derrick Henry. If you stop it, we got a chance to throw it up to A.J. Brown. How much does it affect their team that you took away a huge, huge weapon because he wanted too much money?
So it's really interesting. So the Kansas City Chiefs, who have done a lot of winning the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. The Titans, John Robinson, their GM, Mike Vrabel, they've done a lot of winning. A lot of winning there. The Packers done a lot of winning in Green Bay. And all three teams said, you know what, we're just not going to go out of our way to keep that wide receiver, right? Whether it was, you know, the Packers convincing Davante Adams to stay with more money, whether it was the Chiefs going over what they had as a threshold for what they would pay Hill. And the Titans being like, yeah, well, we're not paying Brown. We're going to draft his replacement and go cheaper there. So you have these three really well-run organizations that have done a lot of winning that are passing on paying the wide receiver in favor of shoring up other depth concerns on their roster. And so and then you have other teams like the Raiders, who have not done a lot of winning. The Dolphins have not done a lot of winning. They're all for paying the wide receiver. And I would tend to lean toward the teams that have done a lot of winning and the way they're building their team, right? And say, hey, we can make up the production with either a rookie or with other guys on the roster and fill in. Now, obviously, we'll see how the season goes for both Tennessee, Kansas City, and Green Bay. But I lean in the direction of what the good teams are doing, right? I mean, the Ravens, they're on the extreme side. They have no wide receivers. I mean, they're very extreme on that side, too. But the Ravens, who've done a lot of winning, who we praise a lot, and the way they build their teams, they have no wide receivers. So, you know, it's interesting to look around the NFL and see which teams are saying, hey, we're just not going to pay these guys because it's gotten too much money. I lean on the side of they will be okay without A.J. Brown.
Stug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Jeff Schwartz is our guest, longtime NFL lineman, of course, radio host and Twitter expert. Of course, you see him on Fox as well with his show about all the dudes that you didn't know leading up to the NFL draft. All right, let's get to the schedules were released last week, and I know you've done a ton of things on betting, but being in the league, when you played in the league, did you actually care, or is this more just a fan thing?
We care because of a couple of things. So the first thing we look for is the bye week, and it's not so we don't have to play. I think people, whenever I say that, they jump to the conclusion. It's more to kind of set our schedules and our calendars and mentally understand when we get a break. We want that break to be in the middle of the season, preferably, right? A bye too early really stinks. A bye too late it can be beneficial, but it just takes a long time to get there. And so, you know, the bye week is just the time when you get to mentally take a few days off from football. You get to reconnect with your family often, maybe even leave town for a couple of days and not think about the sport. And every time that I've been on a successful team and we come back from a bye week, man, we are ready to go. Like, we're excited to be back. And those couple of days are really good for us just to get away and regroup. And then we look for Thursday night football games, sort of the same vein, right? You get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off typically. And then we look at primetime games. I used to like playing them, and then I started playing games at 12 Central and 1 Eastern, and you just wake up and you play. And I think players prefer to have those earlier games, but you look at the primetime games because it lets you know, you know, the NFL thinks you're going to be good, right? The more primetime games typically, the more they expect you to be good. They want that exposure on your team. And also, too, the travel, right? If you have a Monday night football game and you're on the road, you kind of just mentally think, you know, you kind of picture it in your head. Right? You get home at 4 or 5 in the morning. You know, you get Tuesday off, sort of, but you got to get your rehab. So you just kind of look ahead toward – you know, the schedule, where those issues and where the breaks are. But otherwise, like, you know who you're playing. I mean, that we know that already. But those are things that players look for.
What'd you think of the Suns game last night, or the Mavericks game last night?
Well, I bet on the Mavericks. I finally won a basketball wager. The Suns just didn't show up. I mean, it's a continued theme with with CP3 at times, right? His teams just don't play well at the end of series. I was stunned. Like Milwaukee, I sort of got it. Like, they just, without Middleton, they're on the road. You know, Boston could not miss a three-pointer. They were, what, 22 of 53 in three-pointers. And Boston only had four all, I mean, Milwaukee only had four all game. But the Suns were at home. They were better in the series early on, obviously. And lost four or five, but Luka's fantastic. He's so much fun to watch play. It's a lot of fun to watch him.
You know, here's something where I think there's an interesting comp in basketball and football, okay? And the Suns had two things or two players positionally that I'm not sure you can win with anymore. Okay? You have a diminutive kind of true point guard, and granted, this is not – and I would push back on the Chris Paul isn't clutch. Didn't he have a 14-for-14 game in a game 7? He was as good against the Spurs when he was with the Clippers as ever. Like, he's 37, and I think he Father Time showed up. That's what happens when you get old. But it's also small, true point guards and traditional centers. Like, if those are two of your three, you can't win with them. You just can't. And go and look at everybody in the NBA, and I mean, Jokic is home, Embiid is home, right? Mike Conley's never been deep into the playoffs or whatever. The guys that I grew up, like, that's who I, and Chris Paul's as good as anybody who's ever done it. Football, it feels like traditional running of the football, right? Those guys are kind of gone, and the traditional kind of middle linebacker dude, those guys are gone as well.
Yeah, look, it's more about, I think, paying the running back, right? It's not like you can have a running back on a cheapish deal, but when you pay the running back, just like when you pay a center and he becomes expensive or hard to move, you know, then you kind of are stuck. And if you pay a running back in the NFL a second contract, you're stuck. You're not going to be able to build your team in an efficient manner. And the middle linebacker is pretty interesting because I think they are important if you get them, but it's a matter of how you acquire them, right? Because if you acquire them high in the draft, the value is probably not there. But if you get one in the second, third round, and of course there are rare ones, you know, you get Luke Kuechly ninth overall, you get a Hall of Famer. Like, right. That's rare, obviously. But, you know, if you can find yourself a middle linebacker who controls that defense, someone who could run with tight ends, if you can get that player, like the Eagles got N'Kobe Dean in the third round. If his shoulder checks out, that's a home run steal for them, right? You get maybe the best linebacker in this draft in the third round. So if you can find middle linebackers in that kind of second to fourth round, great. But if you're spending a high first-round pick on those guys, you're not getting the value in them. And so it's about how you acquire those players more than I think, you know, kind of having them on your team. Like, you still need a running back, in my opinion, who's effective. And you need a middle linebacker. You just can't spend a lot of running back, and you can't draft one pretty high if you're drafting middle linebacker.
By the way, I'm watching Luka. It's the replay in the game. It was 41-25. The game was kind of getting a little bit close, and there's 4:30 to go in the first half. So to end the first half, he personally went on a 13-2 run against the Suns, and like that was the game.
I love these young players. I love these young players, man, because they just like, they showboat, they smile, they laugh, like they have a lot of fun playing. And, like, a lot of those guys, quote-unquote, like, haven't earned it yet. I know it's a weird thing to say, like, but I just love, like, these guys don't care anymore, man. Like, we're gonna talk, we're going to smile, we're going to have fun playing, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Jeff, great stuff, dude. Talk soon.
Yeah, take care, bud.
All right,
thank you for having me on.
That's Jeff Schwartz, co-host of Fox Sports Radio, every Saturday with Steve Harbin. Really, really, really good show. How big a deal was it that Patrick Beverley's going off on Chris Paul on national TV? We'll discuss next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no, 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 no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Every day at this time, we like to get you caught up on stories of the day. Do so in a second. Check out the latest lines of the world of sports. Bet River Sportsbook. The most trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21. Present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Daniel Beyer, what's the game today?
Doug, the game today is...
Big deal, little deal, no deal.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal that Timberwolves guard Patrick Beverley went off on Chris Paul during appearances on ESPN today.
Just full disclosure, Matt Barnes' 13 UAA team is awesome. They whooped us something fierce yesterday, but not like rubbing your nose in it. They're just really good and really well coached, and they whooped us. And I was hanging out with Matt yesterday, and we were talking about hoop. It was really fun Not fun to get beaten on, but fun to discuss things with him. Yeah, I mean, he basically called out Patrick Beverly, like, you're not that, like, what, you're like disrespectful. Just you're, if you want to be a current player and do the media thing, that's great. What you have to do is you got to, whatever current beef you have, you have to disassociate that. It's almost, you almost want to have, say, hey, can you recuse yourself from this? Or can you, if you really want to be a good broadcaster, can no one know who you like and who you don't like? It felt mean-spirited. It felt disrespectful. And it felt like a guy who was trying to do the hot take thing. And of course, social media loved it. But social media lacks the reality of the real world. Little deal.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal. That's the Celtics' Grant Williams attempted 18 threes and made 7 of them in their Game 7 win against the Bucks yesterday.
Huge deal. 18 threes. It's the, look, Grant Williams, if you want to be the small ball 4-5, you know, the short-armed, you know, sawed-off dude, you got to be able to do two things really well. You got to be able to guard 5 positions, and then you got to be able to shoot. And they just credit Ime Udoka. And look, he's open for a reason. He's the guy you're like, all right, if we're going to leave somebody and then challenge him as a shooter, it's going to be Grant Williams. And he made him pay enough. And of course, you compound that with the fact that the Bucks couldn't buy a bucket, and there you go.
Big deal, little deal, or no deal, Doug, that the Lakers are reportedly asking coaching candidates how they would use Russell Westbrook.
Feels like a little deal. I mean, again, there's a chance he's on that roster because they got to keep him. I wouldn't, but there's a chance that they feel like they got to keep him. But you're going to have to ask about all possible scenarios. And sometimes it's not necessarily just about what they say. It's more about how they say it and their ability to be flexible. I will tell you this, that the narrative that Frank Vogel, like, he had some personal vendetta or he wasn't into Russell Westbrook, like, that, from what I've been told, not true at all. Russell was never, ever, ever coachable. And if you're not coachable, it's really hard for anybody, even guys that have your back, to really have your back.
We got a guy. How are you going to coach him? Big deal, little. That's a callback to I Got a Guy.
I Got a Guy. Yeah.
A segment here on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Okay. Big deal, little deal, or no deal. That free agent wide receiver Antonio Brown tweeted today, quote, just want to retire a Steeler, end quote.
That's a no deal. That's a no deal.
There will be no deal.
There will be no deal. Like, no. So let me get this straight. You quit on us before the last game of the season, one that could have gotten us into the playoffs. You had nothing nice to say about us until now no one's calling you, and now you want to be a Steeler? Yeah, no. You played for the Steelers. You're not going down as a Steeler.
He'd quit at 2:30 of a one-day contract. Big deal, little deal, or no deal. And speaking with NBC Sports, NBC Sports' Peter King, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he thinks he could get $10 billion for the team, but would, quote, never, ever, end quote, sell the franchise.
That's a big deal, and that's a real deal. It's one of those, there really is no price in the Dallas Cowboys, but $10 billion is a good place to start.
Finally, Doug, big deal, little deal, or no deal, that former Saints quarterback Drew Brees is reportedly out after just one season at NBC, according to the New York Post.
It's a little deal. If we look historically, lots of great players have been, we talk about Joe Montana, bad broadcasters. It's, you know, what makes you a great player does not make you a great broadcaster. What makes you a great interview does not make you a great interviewer. I think it's kind of no deal if you really look at it in totality.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
With prices soaring at the pump, Discover offers you cash back. You use 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June. Up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. Wait to hear what Pat Beverly said about Chris Paul. Next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.